The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. How can you get people to do what they know they ought to do, eat right and exercise and lose weight? A program called Weigh and Win in metropolitan Denver is now going to be open to all Coloradans, 18 and older, trying a new approach, the old-fashioned way. Pay them to do it. Actually, not to try, but to succeed. The higher the percentage of your body weight you lose, the bigger the debit card you're given.
Every 90 days, they come back and weigh in, and if they've lowered their weight to a healthy level, they get a cash incentive every 3 months.
Weigh and Win is the partnership between Kaiser Permanente and a health technology company, Incenta Health. They both have an interest in cutting health care costs, says Todd McGuire, the co-founder of Incenta Health.
In terms of every dollar spent running this program should generate around a $3 reduction in health care costs.
What they're doing, he says, is teaching.
By learning portion control, by learning how to incorporate activity into your day, you can build on a weight loss path that's more modest but more reasonable, we think, for the long haul.
More modest? How modest? What's the track record been so far?
Over the course of the year, the average success of people losing weight in the program is about 12 pounds or about a 6% reduction in their body weight.
It's body weight percentage that the reward program is keyed to. The more you lose, the more you gain on that debit card. HealthSpot kiosks located around town record the weight and a digital photo of participants. They want to encourage community groups to set up their own programs that address the growing obesity crisis. Says Todd McGuire, if it's obesity you face, slow and steady wins the race.
We're going to do a slow and steady progression over time that you can live with, and that's not as dramatic as kind of the reality TV type of weight loss you might see.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.